Josh Wood, director of the Timmins Symphony Orchestra. You got a little bit of a Celtic flavor coming up.
Yep. So on Saturday, February 11th, we have our third main series concert of the year called Celtic Fantasies. And it's featuring an outstanding violin soloist coming into town named Mary Beth Brown. It's going to be, we're really looking forward to it. A lot of really nice Celtic flavored melodies for this one.
Yeah, you defy anyone not to tap their toes to this, right?
Yeah, well, this it's interesting. I mean, you know, we call it Celtic Fantasies because none of the composers are actually Scottish or Irish. So we have a piece by Mendelssohn called the Hebrides Overture, which is obviously it's a small group of islands off the coast of Scotland. Really, really beautiful, and the music is sort of a musical description of those islands and the sea. We have some classics. We have the Irish Suite from Leroy Anderson. That's got things like The Minstrel Boy and the Irish Washerwoman. Some toe tappers there. And then we also have, obviously, if we're doing a Scotch Irish themed concert, we have to have Danny Boy. So we have a really nice arrangement of Danny Boy. And there's actually a piece as well by an Eastern Canadian composer, Laura Pettigrew. And then the second half is that Max Bruch wrote a piece called Scottish Fantasy for violin and orchestra. So all of the composers, none of them are Scottish and Irish, but it's their conception of, Scotland and Ireland and the sort of creativity and vivid imagery that those islands, that region sort of inspires.
I'm glad you have Danny Boy. I mean, what's a Celtic concert without it? I'm going to be there, and I won't guarantee that I won't cry because that song has very special meaning to me, which I won't go into right now.
That's a beautiful, beautiful melody.
Yeah. So what time, where, that type of thing?
So it's going to be, as I said, Saturday, February 11th. It's going to be 8 p.m., and it's going to be at the St. Anthony of Padua Cathedral over there on Fifth Avenue. It's a lovely venue for this type of music, and it's gonna be a really nice concert. It's February is always a bit of a tough time, right? You know, the days are short, the weather is very cold, so we usually try and put on a concert that's soothes the soul and takes our minds off of the weather and things right now. So this concert definitely fits into that.
All right, is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Tickets are available at the Timmins Museum, they're $40. And also we have the guest soloist, really she's an amazing player, teacher, violinist, Mary Beth Brown. She is actually doing a master class on the Thursday evening before the concert, February 9th. That one's at St. Matthew's, which is just down the street from St. Anthony's. And that's open to the public, and she's going to work with some of our students. So it's great. The students get a chance to, to meet so featured artist and get that get some instruction and learn from the people coming into town. So that's something we're really excited about as well.
Is there any charge to get into the masterclass session?
It's free, so there's no charge. But donations are always welcome for this type of thing because we want to make sure that we, want to support the artist giving the class.